It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, good morning, Local Real Estate Today. Kyle Bailey sitting across the mic from me, as she is every week, Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Kyle, and it's good to be back.
So I saw the theme, and I had to read it twice. Less competition doesn't mean less opportunity. Sounds like it's aimed squarely at buyers.
Yeah, Kyle, and honestly, this is one of my favorite things to talk about right now. So a lot of buyers hear the market's slowing down and think that means something's wrong. It doesn't. It just means the pressure's off a little, and that's actually good news if you're house hunting.
So less competition for buyers means more breathing room?
Well, a little bit, and the numbers this week show exactly what I mean right here in Douglas County.
I love it when the data backs up the conversation. So let's start right there. What did it look like in the past week?
Yeah, so for the week ending July 16th, we saw 66 new listings hit the market. That's up from 51 the week before, almost a 30% jump in a single week.
Wow, a big jump there. What's driving that?
Yeah, so summer is traditionally when a lot of sellers list, and I think many of them are also watching the calendar and want to get on the market before things possibly slow down in the fall. But here's the number that really matters for buyers. Price changes. We had 79 price changes this past week, up from 69 the week before.
So that means sellers are adjusting?
Yes, they are, and that tells buyers something important. There's room to have a conversation, so when price changes climb week over week like that, it's a market that's willing to negotiate.
What about homes actually selling?
Yeah, so closed sales dipped a bit, 26 this week compared to 32 the week before. That's about a 19% drop, and expired listing jumps from 5 to 9. That's not a scary number, but it does tell us that homes priced too high or that aren't showing well are sitting longer.
So for somebody that's been waiting on the sidelines?
So this is exactly the environment we've been telling people to watch for. More inventory, more price flexibility, and less pressure to make a snap decision.
That actually ties right into the theme, doesn't it? Let's dig into that a little bit more.
Yeah, so let's start with buyers that have been dealing with the last couple of years. Multiple offers, waived contingencies, bidding above asking. So that environment made a lot of good buyers give up before they even started.
Yeah, I've heard that from friends. They just kind of got burned out.
Right. And what I want people to understand is that the numbers we just covered, more new listings, more price changes, slightly fewer closings, that's a market where you actually get to be a buyer again. You can ask for a home inspection without worrying you'll lose the house. You can negotiate on price. You can maybe take a weekend to think it over instead of deciding in 2 hours.
So what should someone actually do differently right now?
Well, first, it's really important to get pre-approved before you start looking. So it sounds basic, but in this market, it puts you in a position to move confidently when you find the right home because you're not racing against 10 other offers. And second, don't be afraid to ask. With price changes up, like we're seeing, sellers are already telling you they're open to a conversation.
And I imagine that applies to more than just the price.
Absolutely. So closing costs, repairs, even move-in timing. Buyers have leverage they haven't had in a while, and a lot of people just don't realize it yet.
So that's the kind of thing that changes how somebody approaches their whole search.
Yeah, it really does. So less competition means you get to be thoughtful again, and thoughtful decisions are usually the best ones.
Yeah, great advice. So speaking of the right home, let's get into what's actually new on the market this week.
Yeah, so we've got a great mix, Kyle. Everything from move-in ready and affordable all the way up to some serious country estates.
Ah, so let's start affordable and work our way up.
Yeah, so first up is 374 Bentgrass Court in Sutherland. This is right next to the Oak Hills Golf Course. This is a single-level home at $425,000 in a gated community. So 1,600 square feet of single level living. This is like new, built in 2023, and backs up to the golf course. No neighbors directly behind you. So nice, secured living.
Yeah, that sounds kind of peaceful.
Yeah, inside it's got that vaulted living room, luxury vinyl plank flooring. You've got the big kitchen with the central island, stainless steel appliances, and granite counters. And primary suite has its own bathroom with a spacious walk-in closet. Plus, it's got that covered patio off the living room. This is listed with my partner, Jill Deloach, at the Mary Gilbert Group and Keller Williams.
All right, what's up next?
Yeah, another one on our team. Jeannie Hackey represents the seller on this one. 1485 Southeast Parkwood Drive above downtown. It's offered for sale at $469,900. This has got over 2,100 square feet. It's a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath. You have some nice views looking towards the valley and city views from night. It's on over half an acre.
So what do you have inside?
Yeah. Everything's been updated in 2025, so new flooring, paint, kitchen appliances, bathroom vanity, move-in ready. There's also over 800 square feet on the lower level that could be a family room or a home office. Plus, it's got RV parking and RV storage.
Wow, and all redone in 25. Boy, that gets people's attention. Let's talk about acreage properties.
Yeah, so moving out to Melrose, this is a popular area. 2260 Hayden Road in Roseburg. This is listed at $700,000, four-bedroom, two-bath, over 2,200 square feet on 45.5 acres.
45 acres?
Yes, and it's a real retreat with mountain and valley views, a shop, a small barn, chicken coop. It's got a pond. It's got both spring and well water. So major updates include a new roof, heat pump, flooring, carpet, and windows. And the sellers actually planted over 10,000 trees on this property last year. So an incredible investment in the land's future. This is listed with Jeannie Hackey at the Mary Gilbert Group.
All right, sounds good. Let's talk about the showstoppers.
Yes.
Try to say that fast.
Showstoppers. So let's do it. This is 420 Cascara Lane in Roseburg. It's out Happy Valley. It's offered for sale at $1.1 million. This is a hard-to-find single-level home with over 2,900 square feet on 4.95 acres. So you've got high vaulted ceilings. It's got solid hardwood flooring throughout. There's no carpet in this home. You've got the gourmet kitchen with a big island. You've got double built-in ovens. Primary suite with a spa-like bathroom. It's got that soaking tub and a fully tiled walk-in shower. And there's a 2,400 square foot shop with its own bathroom. There's a hydroponic greenhouse. It's very sophisticated, all on timers. Nothing's going to dry out there. So you have your summer garden outside the kitchen patio, and you got your year-round garden in this greenhouse. There's also an orchard on the property. And the best thing about this is the privacy and quietness and the valley views. So Sabrina Schecksnyder and myself are marketing this together.
Wow, it's basically like a compound.
It is. And last but certainly not least, check out 1750 Plateye Road in Sutherland. This is offered at $1,175,000. It's a stunning farmhouse-style estate on 10.44 peaceful acres with valuable Plateye water rights. It's got a private pond, beautiful views overlooking the reservoir, four-bedroom, three-bath, over 4,100 square feet. It's got grapevines, pastures, a new barn that was built in 2022, and you got solar panels and backup batteries. So Deidre Joven with the Mary Gilbert Group and Keller Williams.
All right,
this one.
Yeah, let's talk about the open houses in the minute and a half we've got left.
Yeah, so today, 1604 Springbrook Road in Myrtle Creek at $585,000 with 17.3 acres. It's even got an indoor pickleball court.
Whoa.
So it's open today from 3 to 5 p.m. And you'll find True Blood Real Estate out there.
What about Saturday?
Saturday, we've got 164 Hawthorne Street in Sutherland, listed at $359,000. This is a remodeled home with RV parking. That's going to be open tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. with Jake Gilman at the Neal Company.
All right, what else do we have?
Next up is 817 West Old Melrose Road in Roseburg, just under $500,000. This is a 1900 bungalow. Check that one out. It's going to be open tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. with Jace Nielsen and J-Man Realty.
And really quick, one more.
Oh, this is nice. 161 River Club Drive. This is just past the Country Club in Roseburg, offered at $1.25 million. This is a two-story home with over 5,600 square feet on 1.23 acres. It's got an indoor swimming pool and community access to the North Umpqua River. So that is going to be open tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And if folks want to call you, what's your number?
Yeah, so you can always give us a call at 541-366-6080. Visit us online at marygilbert.com or stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens.